Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every mass shooting.
Can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead. This is bullshit. That's a mask. That's a skin mask. It ain't normal. Look at it.
In the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. I said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it. And I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked and he looked. He went behind me. He was checking it out. He went back. He sat down. He said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
And this is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him, and they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that.
They airbrushed the mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture of me.
I mean, I've seen the picture, but you can't tell.
You're seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you the story. It was so considered classified.
Why could you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddam. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
It's Thursday, July 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody's stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
That's right, America. You heard right. You are listening to Reese Marrero and Matt Weber here on The American Journal. We're here filling in for Harrison Smith, and we've got a great show for you this morning. Now, Kamala is the presumptive Democrat nominee, and the Party of Democracy has gone a long way, a real, real long way to subvert the will of the people. And she will be presumptively running against Trump. Joy Reid is already at it, trying to guilt people into voting for Kamala. But before we look at that clip, I want to actually start today off with one of our favorite people, Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, in clip 12, had a really stunning insight, and this is actually a great clip, something that I do hope that you look up and share. If we're ready with clip 12, let's go ahead and roll that.
Anthropologists distinguish between two different types of society when it comes to sort of internal feelings about things that you have done wrong. What they call guilt-based societies and shame-based societies. So guilt-based societies are internally directed. They are typically linked with Judaic and Christian moral systems. These would be systems where you feel guilty before God because you have violated God's moral scruples. And that's typically what it means. You feel like an internal sense of guilt. Whether or not anybody knows about what you did, you feel internal guilt. A shame-based society is one in which society sets the standard. And society makes you feel ashamed and makes you, quote unquote, lose face. This is very much associated by cultural anthropologists with countries like Japan or China. The sort of idea is that you will be shamed into doing the right thing. Now, something has happened in America over the course of the last several decades as religion has declined. Guilt-based society has shifted into shame-based society, which has shifted into a post-shame society. So we used to be a guilt-based society where, you know, people felt an internal obligation to do the moral thing. On the political level, what this meant is that politicians felt an actual sense of responsibility to solve the problems they were charged with solving. Not that they had to be shamed into doing it as much, but they felt like an internal moral compulsion to try to do things that they'd been tasked with doing. That they actually had a moral duty to do the right thing. And then, since the decline of religion, since the decline of people believing in moral absolutes, people started to believe in a shame-based society, and political correctness basically replaced in our moral system God. People were going to shame you into saying or feeling certain things. And that, of course, has sort of reared its ugly head again in wokeness, this idea that you can be shamed into using the proper pronouns. You have to be shamed into saying untrue things about how America is a white supremacist society. A shame-based society, which is the reason why you see people put flag emojis in their Twitter profiles, or why you see people put the dumb lawn signs on their lawn that talk about, in this house, we believe. That's a shame-based society. Because, again, it's all directed toward the public and what the public thinks of you. So we shifted from a guilt-based society in which your own internal moral standard, which typically had been shaped by your moral upbringing, made you feel certain ways about doing what you were supposed to do, into a shame-based society in which the society itself is going to shame you into doing things. and you would lose face if you didn't do those things. You had to post the black square during BLM, and you had to proclaim your solidarity with people who were rioting, or you would be shamed in public for not having done so.
All right. So now that we've gotten a good glimpse and a good idea of where we're at in society as a shame-based society, something that I think a lot of us, it resonates with a lot of people, right? We understand that we're in a place that if you do something wrong, someone's trying to pull their phone out, they're trying to capture you on it, and they're trying to make you famous on Twitter, you know, or X.
Yeah, we're collectively addicted to this idea of spectacle. And that seems to be one of the primary movers of our society right now. It's just spectacle. Can I capture it? Can I leech some of the energy off of it?
Right, yeah. Right. The whole notion of political correctness. Can you catch someone being politically incorrect, right, and put them on blast? Well, let's take a look here at clip number four. Joy Reid, she's at it with some really disgusting antics.
Just stratospheric entrance of Vice President Kamala Harris into the presidential campaign, and she has now secured enough delegates to become the nominee. You're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color.
Wow.
But really as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture, you're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side.
You hear that, Obama?
The door needs to close behind Amber. And she looked crazy over there. But shut the door behind her. You really are going to look crazy being on that side, given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Debbie Harris. She's about to make history. She's about to become the first woman president.
You hear that? You hear that, Obama? You want to take a look here. Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump, which is why he hasn't endorsed her, according to sources. So, I don't know. Maybe just the fact that Obama is half black isn't enough for Joy Reid. She is the arbiter of blackness in America. And you know what? You know the thing that I am actually very tapped into black culture. Very tapped in.
Okay.
And what I have noticed on black people Twitter is that there are phrases going around, and there are two things you don't want to be. You don't want to be a weirdo. Don't want to be a weirdo. And you don't want to be corny. Okay. And Kamala is both of those things.
I mean, does she have anything to really worry about anyway? Because like before the show, I was trying in vain to find the actual percentage makeup that Kamala is black. And it's apparently a closely guarded secret everywhere. I mean, eventually with Elizabeth Warren, we found it was like what? Like 0.001% or whatever. But Kamala, like, I was asking ChatGPT. Of course, ChatGPT was up to its
usual. It doesn't know.
It doesn't know. I think it knows, but it just doesn't want to say.
Now, you know, joking aside, you know, we can say superficially, okay, we're again, in a place where we take a lot of superficial traits of candidates, and because those traits, right, resonate with certain voters, those are now paramount characteristics of someone. And despite the fact that those aren't even actual characteristics, right? If we define a characteristic, right, rather than a characterism, right, or something that someone does, right, little antics, things like that, you know, character, right, is the decisions that you make under pressure,
mm-hmm.
right? And those characteristics, right, It is really sad, because if you take a look at some of the things that Kamala Harris has been responsible for, right, in this administration, the borders are, right? That is huge news today. And I'm sure that people watching this show at home have either read about it by now or will hear about it before the end of the day. But there is retrospective history in the making, right, happening where Kamala Harris, who A, was appointed by Joe Biden, accepted the appointment by Biden, is now saying that she never had anything to do with the border. Well, and that's true, yeah. Right? She really did have nothing to do with the border.
Right, right.
She
it's
never
kind of a true statement. They're actually,
there's like a network, there's like a clip where she's being interviewed on network television, so you know they're up her ass. And they're saying, you didn't come to the border. And I went to the border. No, you literally did not go to the border. And she's like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just wild how there's like a weird grain of truth to it. They're denying that she had anything to do with the border. And in reality, she actually didn't have anything to do with the border. She didn't do anything. She just, you know, sat in D.C., just sipping her juice box, doing whatever the hell she does. And
she dances really well. I've seen her dance.
She can dance.
She's got a couple of moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's got a great smile.
A lovely laugh, too.
Yeah. No, that's actually right. Like, if I'm getting ready for, like, an argument or really pissed off or something like that, like, you just turn that on and it's amazing.
Yeah, clear.
Amazing. Yep. You ever need to get fired up for something? We've got the remixes. Dan's got the remixes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, you know, it may be tough, right? We know that Kamala is not doing very well with black voters, right? There are a group of voters, I think, that could pull it out for Kamala Harris. And I think in clip number one, we're going to determine who these voters are. Let's take a watch.
Howdy. How y'all doing? I know sometimes y'all don't like to turn on my camera because I'm a bisexual cowboy. And being a bisexual cowboy, I'm really worried about my rights now that Joe Biden has stepped out of the 2024 election. Being a gay cowboy is one of the hardest things a cowboy can do.
Mr. Stein, please state your name and address.
My name is Alex Stein. I live at 7509 Inwood Road where my horses stay, and I'm a gay cowboy.
Thank you.
I'm one of the gayest cowboys in Richardson, Texas. I have a gay cowboys of Richardson Facebook group that I run. Joe Exotic is not the only gay cowboy. He's one of the gayest, though, but he's not the only one. And I just want to say I wrote a little country song, a little ballad, because I'm worried about the upcoming election, just like y'all should be. I see Kent over there. He's about to fall asleep. How you doing, Kent? This election's going to be hella scary. You know what I mean? You know, they could rig it, jig it. Who knows what they're going to do? But I'm telling you something. I'm standing with Kamala Harris, and I don't care what she did with Montel Williams or Mayor Willie Brown. I don't care about that. All I care about is supporting an Indonesian Jamaican woman that stands up for gay cowboys. And so if I can get y'all to just sing this with me, that would make it a little bit better. Yo, it's Kamala Harris. Let me tell you a story. From California's courts to the nation's glory. Born in Oakland, yes, she rose to the top. First female VP, breaking all the stops. From Howard University, she got that liberal arts degree. Fighting for justice, keeping people free. Prosecutor, senator, now she's the VP, making history. Dream just ain't for sleep. Kamala, she's got the power, climbing up that big old ladder. Hour by hour, she's breaking barriers, making her mark in the White House where she's leaving her spark. Please be quiet while I do this. Daughter of immigrants, they had a dream. Shamila and Donald, a powerful team. She's tough on crime, but fair and just. And Kamala, her words I trust. On the campaign trail, she stood so tall. And stood by Biden when she got that call. For the people she fights every day and night. Equality and justice, that's her might. And Kamala Harris, she's got the power, climbing up the ladder, hour by hour. And Kamala has got that stamina. 2024, Kamala's knocking on the door. Donald Trump.
This might be our new intro song.
Stop our
the rest
girl.
Of the election season.
Every morning.
We are living in an Indonesian world. I love all you ladies out in the land. But I'm a gay cowboy. I only want a man. And that song's for you, Kamala. I hope, Kamala, if you're watching this, I really wish you would consider letting me in your cabinet, speaking for you. As a gay cowboy, I can do more for you than any straight cowboy could ever do. And
that's the truth.
I really think that with my help that we could transition multiple children, thousands of children, and get them the gender reassignment surgery that they want. So if you're ready to get mastectomies and bottom surgery for the babies, call on me, Kamala. Primetime 99, Alex Stein. God bless America.
That's right. Alex Stein, one of the gayest cowboys you know, calling in so bravely to that city council meeting to support Kamala. You know, because if you want to talk about being on the other side of the line, right, he's looking real weird right over there by himself.
Little sus. Little sus.
Right.
I'm just blown away by the fact that you never see in these Alex Stein videos any of the city council members just like, you know, losing their straight face, just like laughing. I don't know.
Taking it
being
seriously.
A city council member has to be one of the most like mind-numbingly boring, just full of drudgery jobs there is. I would be thrilled, even if I didn't even agree with Alex Stein's politics, I would be so thrilled to just have this little gremlin come into my space and just like take over the room for like 2 or 3 minutes, just make my day like more interesting at least. At least something happens besides shuffling paperwork and I don't know. I'm just blown away that none of them laugh.
Yeah.
How are they not laughing?
Yeah, it must be a really joyless job, you know?
Yeah.
And, Yeah. So, let's circle back around, Reese. Let's pull a Saki here. And, finally found in my stack of articles here, breaking news. The Trump campaign files an FEC complaint against Biden and Harris over the transfer of campaign funds. Donald Trump's presidential campaign filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission on Tuesday against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which accused the president and vice president of violating campaign finance laws by transferring Biden's campaign funds to Harris' campaign. I think what we should do is get a panel of people together, and I think that we should take them to trial. I think we should take them to trial and then rush them to jail. As they're trying to do with Donald Trump and campaign violating campaign finance law, right? With Stormy Daniels, Stormitha.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think this is pretty refreshing to see, given the fact that it feels like Trump and his campaign have been on the receiving side of so much lawfare for so long, for years.
Honestly. Now they're on the receiving side of so much moolah.
Yeah. That's there you go. But I like to see this offensive now. I think it's long overdue for that. I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Of course. I mean, this whole thing is just so phony, right? From the support that Kamala is seeing to, you know, it was funny. Yesterday I saw that there were about 822 people watching one of Kamala's first speeches where she spoke at a sorority, and then someone said in the comments right below, they said there are 822 people waiting in line for the bathroom at the Trump rally. You know, it's like, there's really only so much you can do when you're having to pay people. There are other reports as well of people who are protesting with Hamas protesters. About 200 devices were found on a wireless network, and an IT anon had said that about 200 users were also in attendance at one of Joe Biden's last speeches. So you take a look at all of these people. They're either they're way too politically engaged and have too much time on their hands, or maybe it's just kind of fake. And it's not uncommon, right?
No, not at all.
If we're being fair, right, we can even talk about the perception of all of this, right? If you remember one of Trump's most famous moments, right, in 2016 when he launched his campaign and came down those escalators, right? It was later revealed that all of those people who were in attendance, a lot of the people holding signs, were actually paid. And that is the reality of politics, right? When you see something on TV, you need to think for yourself, right? Is this real? And we're being honest with you right now. It happens all over the place, more often than you think.
That's true.
I'd be
very curious to see, though, the distribution between the two sides of the aisle.
Sure.
Which side does it more? Because I've seen it with my own eyes. Before I joined the crew here at InfoWars, I was pretty awake before I came on board, but I didn't really witness with my own eyes the mechanics of like leftist activism. And until I became a cameraman here, and until I actually went out in the field, I remember this one specific time where me and a coworker, we went downtown during the Roe versus Wade protests. Mm. That was like really kicking off like a couple years ago when they were going to repeal it. And I literally witnessed with my own eyes buses upon buses upon buses just parked on the curb. And all these people were getting out.
How else are they going to get there? They don't have jobs.
There you go. But they were not city buses. They were very clearly charter buses. Mm. And we asked around, like, where are they? And they're like, oh, yeah, those are from San Antonio. Or, oh, those are from Dallas, like 2-3 hours outside of Austin.
Mm.
And that, I mean, I always knew that leftists were doing that, especially since I came on board on InfoWars. But, like, to actually witness that go down with my two eyes, that was just mind-blowing for me. I was
really,
like, wow, this is really how they astroturf these campaigns. They astroturf everything because, all in all, even in a blue city like Austin, people just aren't buying it anymore. You can kind of see the decline.
Right. And so there's an on-the-ground aspect to astroturfing, right? Typically, campaigns need to have this real-life event that is going to resonate with everyone who encounters the protest, the whatever, right, these people are engaging in. And then there's the online perception as well, right? And Act Blue recently switched around their donation policies where there are fewer verification steps that need to be used or that need to be implemented in order to get a donation or to pass money to a political candidate, which results in higher transaction fees all around. And people have started speculating on Twitter, why is this so? Well, the reason that is a thing, if you will, is that Act Blue can say, oh, wow, you know, this Democrat has tons of popular support. Look at all these small donations they're getting. Mm. And it's fakery all the way around. Reese, before you comment on that, we are coming up on a break here. And today we are going to be taking your calls throughout the show. So the number is 877-789-2539. Give us a call. We'll be taking your calls on topic, and we're going to be playing a game today. We're going to figure out how smart you are. No Googling these questions, okay? We'll be asking you each caller a question. Figure out if you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Yo, you ready?
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
That's right. Yeah, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero coming at you. We're like Pulp Fiction, dressed in suits and committing murder.
Putting that 23andMe 1.5% African to work there, are you?
Murder. Speaking of murder, Illuminati bot. Illuminati bot sounds way better, on Twitter, has a had a great meme that I came across, and I just had to bring it to the show. We got Dick Cheney here, did a disinformation about WMDs, killed millions of people, right? Left insane aftermath, zero in fines. We got some old Sackler lady. Sackler lady declared OxyContin, and maybe this is some... She's too ugly. Too ugly to maintain a zero in fines. After
old snow goblin.
Oh, and then we've got Alex Jones. And what do you know? Find $1 billion. Zero fatalities. Speaking of murder. So, you can get a hell of a deal. You can get away with murder by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Just to remind you, the roof, the things are coming undone at InfoWars. For instance, you and I are hosting today. And because we can't afford to pay the people, we can afford to pay them. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, you're going to get a heck of a deal. I'm not going to lie to you and say InfoWars is going to make it through the breach here. Behind the scenes, we're making plans within plans, right? Mm-hmm. And in some form, Alex will always be on the air, but InfoWars may not be around forever. And what's important for you, aside from the information, is that if InfoWars isn't here, the products that we tell you about and that people call in about, despite the fact that we tell them specifically, hey, no plugs, dude, just get to the point when we're screening calls, right? Everyone who's on hold and calling in now, right, is going to get that because I've screened your calls. Yes, we know the products are amazing. What you need to know is that this may be one of the last opportunities that you have to try a product. And what I mean by this is you've heard, you know, that turmeric or that that iodine, right, is great for your health. It has wonderful benefits. You can feel the difference, right? But you've been on the fence. You've thought to yourself, well, I don't necessarily need to. Maybe I'll just, you know, if that ache or pain, you know, becomes too annoying, too nagging, I'll just go down to the local drugstore and get the supplement. You know, it's two seconds away. But if you shop with the good guys, it is a 360 win. And, you know, hey, let's say you start that turmeric supplement and it feels great and we go out of business. Well, now, you know that it works and you can go down the street to the drugstore. Just saying. So with that out of the way, we are going to be talking about one of the most exciting things in politics right now, Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that speech last night?
I caught about half of it.
Some people were saying I had to watch it at double speed this morning because I'm not that cool.
How you got
to
watch Biden these days?
Yeah. I did not have the time for it last night. And, you know, one of the funniest comments that I saw was that that was one of the worst hostage videos that someone had ever seen. And it's really funny because some autists really, really went in depth and looked at the scene and really what was going on within the scene. And I'm sure, Reese, you'll be able to elaborate a little bit more on that here on the other side. We're about to roll this this Biden video. We'll talk over it. Let's watch. Yes.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And starts at the top with the vice president.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
There we go. She's a DEI hire. That's really sad that he's saying that, but everybody kind of knows it. And I know he didn't mean it like that, but that's what it meant. Yes.
So going to the speech last night, there seems to be a divide. Some people think it was fully deep faked, as in Biden is so ill right now, he can't even go in front of a camera without just melting like a candle. And then there's some people
like the guy in Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Who opens
the Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant.
He's in a perpetual state of Ark of the Covenant melting face. He's got a perpetual case of that. And we definitely saw that. I mean, a lot of people zoomed in, they cropped in on him, and they were like, dude, is this guy okay? He's just doing that, like, psycho smile.
Did he look a little extra tan to you? Do you think they...
Oh, man.
Now, my question to you, do you think they used makeup, or do you think they added a little extra saturation in the camera? Because, you know, if they're doing it in post, right, if they recorded this thing, they can touch that thing up all day.
A little bit of column A and a little bit of column B, I think.
Yeah? A little bit of column A, column B.
Or maybe they just tossed him out.
Do you think Joe Biden can stay up that late? I know it was only a 10-minute speech, but do you think that he can make it past 8 p.m. in this old age?
Well, it's funny you bring that up because it looks like some sleuths zoomed in on the watch. Do you want to talk about that?
You know what? Yeah, before we watch some of the speech, let's get a little peek-see in at the old rolly on Joe Biden's left.
There you go.
Here we go. So, we're zooming in. I can see something that you
can't
see.
What do we notice there in this image?
Well, first off, if you're trying to sell a watch, you always want to make it a happy face. You want to make that watch smile. Mm-hmm. And they did not do that on his wrist. In fact, they also had the wrong time.
Yep. Slight oversight tells the whole story right there. So we definitely know it was...
It might also explain a lot, right? If the people behind the scenes are messing with Biden, they're like, hey, just twist the dial on his watch a little bit. Ask him what time it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past his White House. Like, after all the poopy diapers you had to have changed on Joe Biden, wouldn't you want to play a little pranksy every once in a while?
Yeah, but after a certain point, it's got to feel cruel to prank this guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not even... The fun of a prank is the idea that the person you're doing the prank to is, you know, they believe what's going on. They're with reality, and they actually buy into your truth for just a brief period of time, and then you bring it crashing down after you turn and you reveal, like, haha, you know, you punk him. He can't meet that criteria. He's not even with reality. So pranking him is like
cruel.
Like, you don't,
it's
there's
almost,
no fun.
We're, it's like, almost like elder that. Abuse, right?
Right.
It's almost as if,
to quote Monty Python, like, where's the sport in that? You know?
Yeah. Where is the sport in that? So, yes, some anons found that the time on Joe Biden's watch did not match the broadcast time. So there are doubts as to whether or not this was even live. And that's how bad it is. Now, let's go ahead. Now that you guys know all of that, let's go take a look at Biden's speech. And that's how it starts, by the way.
Speaking tonight from behind the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office.
Hold on.
In this sacred space, I'm surrounded by portraits of extraordinary American presidents.
Okay, hold on. Pause it right there. If we were to watch this in the lens of, like, yes, this is a hostage video, he's, like, describing the room that he's in. He's like, okay, I'm in a room. There's portraits of past presidents all around me. Like, okay, go on, Joe. Go on. Where are you, buddy? All right, keep going. Keep going.
Words that guide this nation. George Washington showed us presidents are not kings. Abraham Lincoln implored us to reject malice.
You mean the first gay president?
Franklin Roosevelt, who inspired us to reject fear. I revere this office, but I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
Yeah, if you really loved the country, he'd step down. So, all right. But more of this on the other side, maybe. You just got the best part of it right there, okay? So,
I mean, that was pretty much it. I mean, there was
a whole bunch of hoopla.
Yeah. Malarkey.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That's right. It's The American Journal. You're riding shotgun with Reese Marrero and Matt Weber. It's like a triple shotgun situation. Real Mexican standoff in the American Journal. And we are going to be taking your calls starting this segment. But before we do, you know, we just got to some of that Joe Biden malarkey. Right, we got through some of the malarkey, and you know, unfortunately, there were people on this crew last night who had to stay last night and cover that, and I'm just like really trying to wrap my head around.
Pour one out for
how
them,
did
y'all.
A Joe Biden stay up that late, and B, how did people make it through that speech? Like, that is perfect fodder for just like, you know, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just put this on a loop on one of those YouTube playlists, like 10 hours. Biden's speech for 10 hours to help you sleep.
Calming music for your dog's anxiety.
Yeah, for your dog's anxiety.
Except for it'll make your dog want to bite you in the hand like Major.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Turn into a rabid dog. I mean, look at the look on his face. Now, it's like it's dead inside.
So for anybody who caught the extended broadcast yesterday, what I actually really appreciated about what they did, Chase brought up the clip of Clinton. I don't know if you saw that part. Did you watch that part where he brought out the clip of Bill Clinton making an address to the nation?
Oh.
And he played. They basically were rolling. They were recording in the 5 minutes before they went live. And they compared the decorum, the overall just mannerisms of Bill Clinton as he was preparing to sit in that exact same chair and address the nation in a very similar way versus Biden, what we see now. And it was just like, you know, Owen was joking. He's just like, oh, my gosh, this has got me wanting Bill Clinton back. Like, good God, I'll take anything over this guy. Like, Bill Clinton was, you know, he was taking it very seriously. The teleprompter was actually oriented correctly back then in the 90s. So if you'll notice in this clip here with Biden's address last night, he was like looking up. He was just like, my fellow Americans. All right. So I'm here in the Oval Office.
Can we do a bad lip reading? Let's put Biden playing and let's have Reese redo the audio here. So
here we go.
Yeah, where it's coming up here in a second. We're just gonna have the B roll of him speaking playing. Here we go. And Reese is there. We go.
My fellow Americans, they're feeding me great ice cream here. They got the best ice cream. I get 3 ice creams a day. Okay, so there's a lot of good stuff going here. I'm sitting at this desk. And fellow Americans, I'm here, and I promise you, I made a promise.
What time is it?
What time is it? I don't know what time it is. Hey, where's Major? I don't know where Major is.
It's just that's a lot of what it was, yeah.
Dude, pretty much that, dude. The point I was making.
How is there not a picture of Major behind him? Right, man's best friend. Is this guy a psychopath? This guy got like. Qualities on the dark triad.
Well,
real dark triad qualities here.
Well,
is what I'm getting those vibes.
Well,
dark
absolutely.
Triad vibes.
Absolutely. And I mean,
DTV.
The thing is I just, it's tough because you see someone like this and however they live their life, good or bad, you do kind of have to just take things into consideration. Like, dude, this guy is like, oh my. I love what the crew's doing. For the radio listeners, they are basically green screening
your mouth. They're taking your mouth and they're putting it in his eyeballs.
Folks, I just grew a nice little beard here. I grew it in the span of 30 minutes. All right. So,
it's like Joe Biden when he gets off of like Mexican vacation. He comes back from Mexico and this is what he looks like. He's got the darker colored facial hair. He's a little more tan. Ba-bum, ba-bum. He's got his mustache grown out.
I just enjoy some good vanilla ice cream before I sat down in this chair here. Folks, they're feeding me the best drugs to keep me up. They give me a lot of pep.
The adrenochrome? Tell us about the adrenochrome, Joe.
Oh, you want me to talk about the adrenochrome? Okay. Best baby blood here. Let me tell you, best baby blood ever. Finest firstborn baby blood in the White House. It comes from the White House.
It's the number one thing you look forward to each day,
good
right?
Good aftertaste. Good fruity notes of forest floor and coffee bean and notes of dark chocolate. Fine baby blood, folks.
I'm not going to subject our radio listeners.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
I'm not going to subject our radio listeners to any more of that Biden ASMR. I think
that was beautiful. I think we just made art.
I think we did. And that's all we do here at InfoWars. We make art.
Won't you support an artist like Reese Marrero?
Won't you?
By going to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at how well he dressed. Have you ever seen an artist even dress up like that?
No.
Not unless
I don't
trying
think
to,
I have.
Not unless you're at an art sale and they're trying to sell you some art.
Yeah.
Right? That sucks. Because you want the interaction to be genuine. You actually have genuine questions.
You gotta
about
sell
the
it.
Art.
You gotta sell the
they're
struggle.
Trying to like make it seem like, ooh, okay, it was a really dumb idea I had for this art, but I want to make it seem really deep, so I'm just gonna remain really ambiguous here and I'm gonna let them do the talking. They're gonna talk their way into this art sale. I've never been to an art show.
Neither have I. Except for the show we're putting on right now.
This is the art show.
This is the art show.
So
we got about 4 minutes to kill, and it looks like U-Haul has been waiting for more than 4 minutes. So U-Haul from Spring Patch wants to talk about the Democrats. So U-Haul, yeah. What do you got for us?
Springfield. No, save yourself the trip to the art gallery. That's nothing more but a liberal. It's just a bad, it's just a social. I mean, it's almost like a country club minus the golf clubs, but it's for liberals.
Is that and how so you really feel?
Well, that's how I feel about things like Museum of Art of Contemporary Art or something like that.
Oh, come on. The MoMA
might have that.
All right. We'll have this debate on a later day. Okay.
Yeah, about yeah I know. Just think Balenciaga, because that's like fashion art, but it almost goes down that rabbit hole. So it's like, you're not missing much is what I'm saying. So it's just, you know, it's brutal. Yeah, so just save yourself the grief or whatever. And it's all just basically just a liberal bastion where they all just rub elbows. And it's a CNBC kind of scene. So I don't know really whether or not if it's just a one-time thing that you do and never go back, probably. No, but one of the things I want to call about, yeah, morning, gentlemen, is that I was meaning to call before the shooting. But eerie how that day, July 13th, actually in 1960, JFK accepted his nomination. So I thought that was a bit eerie.
Before you go on, was that in fact the same day? So I heard when screening calls earlier this week, it was a call that unfortunately did not make it to air. But one of the callers who called in and said, hey, listen up. The day that JFK received the Democratic nomination for a candidate for president, right? The day that he secured that was the same day that Trump was shot in the ear years later.
Interesting. I wonder if there's going to be some more parallels that we find similar to the JFK Lincoln connection. That's not something I've really taken the time to do. I don't know if U-Haul has done any similar research, but that would be very interesting as time goes on to see if there's any kind of parallels.
Right. Yeah.
With other assassinations. Yeah. Like
assassination attempts. Yeah.
Assassination attempts. Yeah. Granted, this was an attempt, not a full blown assassination, but still.
And honestly, if you've ever gone and looked at the parallels between the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and JFK,
mind blowing.
It's astounding.
Reality breaking connections that right. shouldn't even be possible.
Right. Yeah. And so it's like, if there were some other, like, profound connections that would, again, like really, really lead me to believe that, again, someone with really high IQ and like a really bad sense of humor, like, was in on this, and that reeks of the CIA.
Yeah.
Like, right. Like that sounds like some type of thing, you know. In preparation for this show, we hardly ever go into some of the details, but late last night, I had replied to a text from Reese. Reese and I were actually coordinating what we were going to do on the show today, and Reese tossed out the idea of talking to Mike Adams on the show about him profiling the sound signatures of the shots that were fired that day. And while that does remain very interesting, there are a lot of confounding variables in my mind that could get in the way of an honest interpretation of the events. You know, in the way of sound signatures, like reverberations, reflections of sound, quality of microphone, quality of recording, right? There are so many different variables that go into that. It's like, you know, we can talk about it, but I don't know. And, you know, as I laid my head on the pillow, I started thinking, like, okay, well, like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Could there have been a second shooter? Could it be that Crooks never fired a shot, was assassinated, and there was some guy who's a great shot trying to give Trump a warning shot in the ear, like, hey buddy, they purposefully shot him in the ear? That's a far out conspiracy right there.
Yeah, we'll be getting to that and more on the other side. Stay tuned, folks.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it, and it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
Saxophone. We invoked Bill Clinton. Beautiful. So we're laughing around. We're having a good time. You know, Kamala a couple of years ago was laughing around, just joking with Ellen about killing Trump.
She was cackling around.
Right. And you know, the only reason I bring this up is because we were just talking about the assassination attempt, right?
Yes.
We were talking about conspiracy theories. We were talking about things. We were hypotheticalizing?
Yes.
Hypothesizing? Hypothesizing.
Hypothesizing.
Yeah, we're also synthesizing words up in here. And Kamala was really, really laughing about the prospect of killing Trump with Ellen. Let's take a watch.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
I think we're going to need to check her details, her location deets. Where was she when Trump was shot at? Okay? Because
she's got some splaining to do.
She's got some splaining to do. I think so. Yeah, no, let's talk a little bit before we go out to calls here, just about the deluge, right? I think we're going to hit calls maybe in the next segment. We've got 3 minutes to speculate about this. But I want to talk a little bit about the overwhelming amount of time that people who tune into left-wing media, right, how much time they've been exposed to negative coverage of Donald Trump. And this is a kind of a weird request for the crew who might be digging around. But there is a McBreen piece, an intro that we don't need to necessarily play it. If you guys find it before I'm done talking about it, you can put some B-roll up. But it's called Hollywood Message to Trump. Hollywood Message to Trump. And it was a piece that Darren McBreen made during the Trump administration that showed an overwhelming amount of celebrities and people who were in the in crowd in Hollywood, right? The same people who have flocked to Kamala to donate now that she is the presumptive nominee. They were talking about, you know, wanting to kill Trump. Whenever someone says the phrase, "I've been thinking an awful lot about," right, my mind immediately wanders to completing that phrase by saying, "I've been thinking a lot about blowing up the White House," because I watched Madonna say that 1,000 times. No joke. I have seen Madonna say, "I've been thinking an awful lot about blowing up the White House," like trying to make it cool. Right, like it was actually a thing to resist that hard.
Well, the thing that's interesting about that is that statements like that are so typical of the leftist psychology, in that they will they'll just kind of like, I don't know, daintily throw things out there, just kind of like, oh, I've been thinking a lot about, and they'll just kind of do this very passive form of seeding ideas out into the population through media like that. Mm-hmm. It's very typical of leftist psychology to be not as direct, to go kind of go the more passive, less of aggressive route. I mean, what they're saying is very inflammatory.
It is metaphysically passive aggressive to float that out there. Even the sentiment that Trump is someone who deserves some type of punishment like that. And I get that the shoe is on the other foot when we're talking about lock her up, but there's a difference between lock her up and kill him. Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, for people who claim to be liberal, right, learned, people who understand things, right? Well, I'm a MAGA dude, and I understand that there is a phenomenon called small effects theory, right, where if you're broadcasting a message to 1,000 people, 999 people are going to get that message, but one person, it's just not going to click with them, and they're going to take it the wrong way.
Yep.
And that is the effect of this deluge, right, of Trump is Hitler from the left. That is what this is the effect of it. We're on the other side.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
All right, we are going out to calls here on The American Journal. I see a name that is a very unique name. Savox. Savox in Seattle. Savox, you are now live with the man, the myth, and the legend, Reese Marrero.
And Matt Weber.
Yes, guys. So when you watch the video of Biden at the Oval Office, now if you zoom in to his face, but close enough where you can see his shoulders, I found three anomalies, like if he was in front of a green screen. Mm. And if you look at at his left side, when he moves around, right on that window, there's like a little glitch going on that once you see it, you cannot see it.
So,
and
Savox, if I may, I think I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about his left shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah. So people have actually looked at that, and that is actually the reflection of the teleprompter in the window pane behind him.
Yeah.
Because the teleprompter is huge.
Two more.
Right. Okay.
There are two more. There's one above his head on his right side that is barely noticeable when he moves a little bit. There's like a dark shadow that all of a sudden appears as well. On his right side, the frame of the window, that little corner by his neck, he kind of glitches too as well, but it's barely noticeable. Just go back and forward if you want at some point, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. But that's what I thought it was, you know, like.
You know, Savox, and so let's maybe delve a little bit deeper into the implications of using a green screen versus actually taping in the Oval Office, right? What do you think the reason would be, and do you just see that as something nefarious, the use of a green screen over perhaps taping in the Oval Office? Does that indicate something to you?
Perhaps that he wasn't at the Oval Office. Maybe he was taping somewhere else, or maybe they have him in captivity somewhere else. I don't know. It just captured my mind because I couldn't sleep last night just thinking about it, and I couldn't find anybody else talking about it. But that was my take on it.
Outside of the teleprompter, which I think we've correctly identified, right, the anomaly that you saw there, you know, if you were to take a look at what was happening on the other shoulder, we could attribute that to a couple of things. Perhaps it's artifacts that get kind of baked into a video signal as it's encoded, right, and compressed, sent out to the internet, right? He was streaming, and again, there were hundreds of people watching, right? So, you know, that could have really overloaded the servers, right? And there is that aspect of it. But, you know, in my mind, if we're talking, you know, gold jacket, green jacket, you know, I don't know who really cares. But, you know, whether or not it was in the Oval Office doesn't bother me too much. It's, again, a little bit of this idea of the reason why time shifting to me, like the ordeal with his watch not being right, right? This displays the mental fitness of Joe Biden. Right. Is he fit enough to stay up past 8 p.m.? Is he fit enough to fulfill his duties as president of the United States? And ultimately, right, if he really does want to do good by this country, I think he would step down. Despite the fact that I know Kamala Harris sucks. I would not want her as president. Right. I don't really want her to be the first female president of the United States. I think that should be for a more respectable person. Right. I just think that it would totally suck, you know, in 100 years to have $100 or like some type of bill with Kamala's face on it, because then we got to look at her dumbass smile forever. Right. Like that would totally suck. I couldn't say one way or the other, you know, I if I care, right, if it was filmed in the Oval Office or not. Right.
Yeah. And you're right. And thanks for your opinion, because it was just, you know, my first thought, but now that you mentioned that, yeah, it might be something else, or it doesn't matter.
Right. We're glad that you brought it up, because if you were thinking about it, it means that 1,000 people who are listening right now who didn't call in about it were probably thinking the same thing, you know? So, Savox, thanks for giving us a call. We're going to go ahead and move on to Marcus from Texas. Marcus, is that multiple Marci? Marci? Marci is singular for Marcus, right?
Yes.
Marcus, you are on the air.
It's actually Mir.
Mir, okay.
It's kind of like...
I can vibe with that. Marcus, what are your pronouns?
Mice and mouse. It's a complete change. You change the word completely. But listen to this. There is potentially an anomaly with his hands. Just watch his hands as much as you can. When he touches when the tips of his fingers touch together, it seems like I was seeing, I could be wrong, like that his hands were digital and that there was no skin making contact with skin. It just looked like there was a gap still between his fingertips as they were touching.
Again,
I'm thinking along the lines of a deep state, and there was stuff with his mouth too, but that's just Joe Biden's weird anyway, so I don't even want to go there. But
honestly, you know, like as a reptile who wears like a skin suit, I think he's pulling it off very well.
Gotta give him some credit.
Like seriously.
Come on, man.
we could maybe attribute that again to how this video was encoded. Sometimes, again, computers are looking for things like repeating pixels so that they can save space in a video data stream. But wow, the way that he slowly crosses the fingers like that, those are the hands of a man who diddles. Okay. sausage fingers up there. I'm almost about to vow off of crossing my fingers ever again because Joe Biden did it and it was so creepy. I cannot do this. Despite how much I love the movie Tenet, right? Tenet?
No. Nobody saw that except for you.
Oh my God. I've watched it 500 times and I still can't figure out the physics.
Well,
David Wilcock.
I just find it interesting, this debate on whether Joe Biden's address like last night was deepfaked or not. I don't think it actually was. I kind of fall into that camp personally. Mm-hmm. I know that the models exist out there for AI. They're way, way more, in case the audience doesn't understand this yet, but the models available to the general public are decades behind, and I use that word very specifically, decades behind what they actually have. So I do allow for the fact that extremely sophisticated visual AI, like video AI, exists that would be able to pull off a very, very convincing presentation, way more convincing than what you can get with Runway or DALL-E or whatever.
Right. But notice, just to add to what you're saying, that publicly available AI models will no longer feature faces or depictions of people who are in politics, right? It's a violation in a lot of
cases.
But if you have the OG model, right, where you can train it on their faces, and there's no inhibition for the AI to say no, right, what you could come up with. But go on. You're saying it's
Yeah, no, that's very true. I make a lot of thumbnails here at InfoWars, and I do actually use AI in a lot of time. I know. Reese. Shocker.
Reese, we make art here.
AI is real art.
Okay.
No, it's agreed. It's there's a debate there, but that's for another time. I make a lot of thumbnails, and I've actually run into that roadblock several times when I want to actually just find a picture of Trump or Biden or Kamala. Actually, just yesterday, I was trying to make a thumbnail involving Kamala, and I was using Midjourney, and it doesn't let you do that. They actually rolled out a policy where they don't allow public figures in politics in this upcoming election to be featured in any images whatsoever. So there's a lot of restrictions on that. But to wrap up my point, though, I acknowledge that extremely sophisticated video AI exists. However, I just don't see, just kind of from like a strategy standpoint from the Democrats right now, I don't see the utility in using a Biden AI last night. There's just so much risk involved.
Yeah, the AI was ridiculously accurate because that speech, he was still stumbling through his words.
Right, so it's like
worse than us.
What's the utility?
And we're not even trained.
Right, so like what's the utility in making the AI deliberately like kind of like semi-stroked out and slurring and just kind of like spaced out? Like you'd think they would want to use the AI to clean up his image, to make his presentation just a little bit more better. But I don't know. I just fall into the camp of it wasn't AI. They actually rolled him out for one final hurrah. They took it to 11 with the baby blood, the firstborn baby blood, and just had one little last hurrah. And this was the best, actually, since we know it was recorded, this was the best take that they could come up with.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's
agreed.
What we're seeing. And it's sad.
Notice the speech was roughly 10 minutes, right? We didn't get through all of it when we played it earlier, but there's no need. Right.
No need. I mean,
don't say that. No poll says that.
Am I having a stroke? Are you having a stroke?
Yeah.
Did we all hear that? Are we collectively having a mass stroke on air? Come have a stroke with us at InfoWars.com, band.video.
But yeah.
We're hearing the voices.
But yeah, no, Marcus, great points, man. I think.
Love that you're questioning.
Yeah.
We love that.
We want that, especially now.
So,
yes,
you do.
David Wilcock. That is all else I need to say.
I'm sorry. Tell us who David Wilcock is. I'm so sorry. I'm not up to speed.
Oh, let me please. Okay. David Wilcock.
The DW.
I can make it. Yeah, the old DW. ODW. He's the white Billy Carson. If to make it super simple.
Mm.
And he, as a matter of fact, Billy Carson would tell you himself, David Wilcock, you need to have him on. He's like the next puzzle piece to the whole, like, consciousness. Like, people that are not quite in InfoWars yet are with David Wilcock. Mm. But David Wilcock is talking about Alex all the time. Like, and he's like, you know, he hasn't had me on yet, but, you know, what, it's going to happen. And I'm like, dude, this is going to happen. So just, I need to say his name on here. Y'all heard it now. Just do some David Wilcock dives. Promise you'll be
okay. Yeah,
I feel like it's out of my control at this point. It's gonna happen. He's gonna be on the show. That's how I feel.
Always love the recommendations that people bring to the show, and We are going to, we've got his, it looks like, X account on screen.
YouTube's.
Here we go. I'm sorry. We
got all of his live streams. I mean, he streams for 4 hours at a time and just goes in on everything that y'all talk about, but from his perspective. And he often references Shadow of Ezra,
which is best selling author.
Okay.
I'm just looking at his bio. It looks like he's a best-selling author. Yeah.
David Wilcock. Do you understand what I'm saying? David Wilcock now.
Mm-hmm.
So just watch out for this boy. He is the truth.
Beautiful teeth. Beautiful set of teeth he's got.
Edgar Casey reincarnated is also what he believes.
Mm. Interesting. All right, Marcus. Well, thanks for giving us a call. We are going to move on to another couple calls. Let's see here. We got William in Dallas. William wants to call about the fakery, and he wants to ask about trivia questions. I need to look at the trivia questions first before I ask any questions. I feel really bad, really guilty about asking trivia questions I don't necessarily know the answer to. Does that make me dumb? Shh. The secret. William in Dallas, you are online with Reese Marrero and myself, Matt Weber.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. InfoWars Live, let's go. Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to talk about my first political membership. It was, what's his name? That climate change guy running. Guy that has a bunch of blood on his plane. What's that guy's name? Anyways. All I could notice was he was wearing lipstick, and it was like an elementary school. Seeing those politicians, men wearing lipstick and all that makeup, I was like, man, this is fake for real. So really, you know, grew up conservative, so kind of had those conservative ideas. But as you get into high school, you know, a lot of people get more liberal and whatnot. But once you start paying taxes and stuff, you start getting more conservative.
That is definitely a truth. That is one hell of a truth. You know, everything is sunshine and rainbows, and you think you know what you know, but you don't until you get out of college and really start, you know, kind of doing your thing or get into the real world, start paying your own bills, realize how much you're being taxed. Then you look at what the tax money is going towards, and you say, hold on. We're not making super soldiers out of shrimp, okay?
No.
No matter how inspiring that little shrimp is that runs on the treadmill, does not deserve $1 million. Not today.
Right. Well, you know, there's so many carrots that they dangle, whether it's going to be legalizing it or paying off your student debt. Then they dangle these carrots, but that's exactly what you do when you're dangling a carrot. You're never going to get it.
That is a great piece of wisdom right there. Like, how many years has cancel the student debt been a thing? Right? My lifetime. I've heard people talking about canceling student debt since before I was in school.
Right? Yeah. I remember when I was really young, Barack Obama was making a big point. They were trying to sell this way back when, and Barack was like, Michelle and I just paid off our student loans. And like he's
at an insanely low interest rate, most likely.
Yeah. And I that was when they were starting to see that talking point for the Democratic Party. And it's just been nonstop ever since.
Right. And so many student loan programs are just so forgiving in the sense that, A, it's a very low interest rate typically. Now, I don't know if it's changed since I got out of school in 2012, but I was able to pay off student loans that I had, you know, by moving back in with my folks. And, you know, there's a stigma that's attached to that.
Shouldn't be, honestly. Right? But, I've done the same thing.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I take a look. My sister is doing really well for herself, right? And she still has student loan debt. But she tells me it's not a big concern of hers because she still is not paying very much interest on that. And it's just something that she makes payments on. And yeah. She got a real degree. She didn't go into TV production.
Oof. Oof.
Oof. Yeah, go to Full Sail. Hey, if you take one thing away from this show and you were thinking about getting into media, go to Full Sail University. Also, I work at Full Sail University.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You're a professor?
Yeah. No, just a...
You're an RA?
I'm an advisor.
Okay.
You'd be the worst RA ever.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right. Well, William, thanks for giving us a call. We are moving on to Jake in Ohio. Jake, you got a question for us. Could RICO changes apply to the Trump assassination? Explain a little bit about these RICO charges and how they could alter Jake in Ohio. Jake's on. In Ohio, you just wait 1 second. We're going to take your call live in just a second. Jake's on. In Ohio. Go for it.
Well, my question was if the RICO could be applied, you know, because so you got the Democrat Party donors, you know, writing the talking points, and they pass them down to the mainstream news media, and then they give those to the news anchors, and they inform the street muscle. So is that like the hierarchy of the mob, or, you know, can that be applied? Or they've even gone as far as saying, you know, let's put a bullet, you know, the Democratic donors need to put a bullet in this guy. What about conspiracy to commit murder?
Now, that may be a novel legal approach, but you're making sense to me.
But, I mean, even if it is novel, it's a way to, you know, put them on their heel. Put them on defense instead of constantly being on offense.
I like that we're getting to the crux of the call now. Republicans taking the offense, right? And maybe that's a little bit of it, right? It seems as if the Democrats typically lead with the attacks, right? And as Trump supporters, oh my goodness, right? If we were to talk about the Trump administration, the multiple things I think about at night, right? Aside from a foe or a second shooter, right? I was thinking a little bit about information streams of information that people consume, right? It's like at the end of the Trump administration, the fatigue of the TDS was setting in with me. Right. Just because, you know, time and time again, right, I felt personally attached to Donald Trump, right, as someone who worked at InfoWars. And I felt that way because a lot of times it's like Trump would be attacked in the media for something that he did or didn't do. Right. He didn't do it and they made it up, or he did do something, but then they misinterpreted it. Right. And that led me to a place where I felt like I was constantly defending him. Right. And that made it really difficult for, you know, I think a lot of Trump supporters to really stay stalwart. Right. And despite the fact that, you know, it's a famous hammer brand and everything like that, it's difficult to just keep nailing things into place. Right. I guess the point that I'm making is that TDS exists on both sides, right? We were getting fatigued having to defend him a whole bunch. The Democrats, you know, just were going ham. And a lot of the people who turned out to vote for Biden, I don't think that they actually liked Biden. I don't think that they really paid attention to him. I don't think that he ran a campaign that was remarkable in any way, shape, or form. I think that what happened was people who consume content, whether fictional or nonfiction, right? If it comes from an outlet that's left leaning, meaning any major Hollywood outlet or any liberal news network, anything that leans right of like the Daily Wire, right, or something like that. I don't know. Maybe they think that's far right. But they are pretty, you know, pretty neutral, right? Their hot takes are, you know, usually pretty vanilla. What I'm getting is that those people were inundated, right, with all of this Trump is bad, right? It went into their escape shows, right? The shows that they go to escape reality, right? They could no longer escape reality because Trump was there 24/7, just living rent-free in their heads. And when you take a look at that, right, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm frustrated with Trump. Well, what are you frustrated with Trump about, right? Oh, he said bad thing. Oh, yeah, but the economy is doing gangbusters. Like, we're nailing it right now. And you're upset with that, and so you're going to go vote for the other guy because you're just sick of seeing Trump in the headlines. You're sick of seeing Trump on the shows, and they're getting, you know, we take a look at, we understand how much media people are consuming a day. It's an unhealthy amount, no matter what side of the news that you look at, right? We are so tuned in to this view of the world where if it bleeds, it leads, right? It needs to be sensational to catch our attention, and we just get an unending feed of these stories and hot takes all day, every day, right? And And so I agree with you on that, right? I'm sorry. Well, I just went into a tangent out of left field, Jake. I'm sorry. I went everywhere and anywhere with you. Jake, stay on the line. We'll wrap up with your call here, and we'll get Reese's thoughts on whether or not this we can make a RICO case out of this on the other side here. Tune into the American Journal. If you tune out, there's one place you can go. It's InfoWarsStore.com.
That's right.
That's where I go.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
That's right. I'm Reese Marrero, and next to me is Matt Weber. Just kidding. It's not a Freaky Friday. It is a Thurgood Thursday, and we are talking from we're talking with Jake from the OH. Jake, when I say you're from the OH, what do you say?
I-O.
There we go. We know that he's a native. We know that Jake is on the level. Confirmed. Okay, Jake. So
Hold on. RICO is Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization. So if you have a mob boss giving an order to underlings, that is the same thing as the Democratic Party writing the talking points and passing them down to their underlings. I mean, it's kind of cut and dry in my eyes, but I'm not a legal scholar, you know.
Neither are we. We're just two guys in suits.
We're just two men.
Right.
Two good-looking guys. Three good-looking guys.
But.
Well, no, I mean,
onto something? I mean, they even said, you know, put a bullet in him. I mean, who wrote that? Because it certainly wasn't that guy on the television just saying that.
And that's
somebody wrote that, told him to say that.
You know, and so I think what we're delving into too is a lot of what is unwritten, right? A lot of the messages that they signal, you know, for all of the crap that the Democrats, you know, pile on to the Republicans for dog whistle this, dog whistle that. They've got dog whistles in both hands, okay? Let's not kid around. So, Jake, we're right there with you. We're going to be following this, you know, and see where it goes as new information is revealed. Thanks, as always, for giving us a call from the OH. We are moving on to Andrew from New Jersey. Andrew, you are on the air. You've been on hold for a little while. You want to talk about Judge Brown, a judge, got a statements on Kamala. Give me these hot takes here.
How's it going? And I'm a fellow television and film production major.
But, awesome. We might be hiring soon.
Good. I want to move, too, out of New Jersey to Texas. So
what are you talking about? New Jersey is a beautiful state. Do you have a backyard garden?
It is. Oh, totally. It's really kicking in with all the humidity and the rain this time of year.
Well, I bet.
And
do you have some cherries this year?
So the deers. The deers, what's that?
Do you have cherries? Are you growing? I know New Jersey is a great place to grow cherries.
I don't, but I love the cherry blossom festivals.
Oh, and, what do you know about the cherry blossom festivals? Have you ever been to Traverse City?
And it goes through four towns in New Jersey, Newark, Belleville. It's like a 4-mile strip of cherry trees, unbroken, and forsythias, yellow, you know, in the springtime, and old growth cherry, you know, bigger cherry trees, doubles. There's a walking path like an old bridge. So if you go to that higher level, they're underneath you and around you. But
that,
it's pretty
that is
stunning.
Real beauty right
but
there.
But I want to say, television production, it's better major than lesbian dance theory. Paul Joseph Watson did a story on that. But I want to say with Judge Brown that, the antithesis of America, I would say, is what Martin Luther King taught. Judge by the content of your character, not the color of your skin.
Mm.
So Biden specifically chose someone not by their ability or the content. They said, choose a woman, and they pressured, no, choose a black woman. So he purposely went against what Martin Luther King taught, and he picked someone based on their identity.
That wasn't the first time he went against Martin Luther King, huh?
You're right.
No.
And he went against school choice, too, and said the racial jungle comments and busing. You know, I mean, busing. And
dropped a couple
choice,
of N-bombs on
against.
The way.
Totally.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden talking like he's black.
That was offensive, you know, like that.
Seriously.
He would hold up, like, having affirmative action as America when it's the opposite. America is the melting pot where people all come together, and if there's discrimination, you fight against the discrimination. You don't have quotas and a different type of discrimination. So that was like, I thought personally that really stood out. And of course, the Star Wars, when he's talking about divisive, he gave that speech with the red background. It reminded me of the Supreme Leader in The Last Jedi, like with the red and the soldiers behind. So he's totally divisive and the border lies, but that just a few, you know, things that jumped out. but I just want to say thanks for taking the call.
No. Thank you for giving us a call.
I think what you said there is very key, and it's something that we've all been able to observe, especially since politics heated up in the 2015-2016 era with liberals in particular, and that the liberal strategy of doing things is they only see reality through the lens of power, power acquisition. And when you see reality through that lens, you especially with mass media being what it is and being able to spin things and just create narratives out of thin air, what they've been doing for, gosh, almost 10 years very intensely is basically weaponizing weakness, weaponizing not necessarily weakness per se, but they take these minority groups and then they weaponize them by spinning up these narratives that, they need all this extra help and this and that about them. And then they use that as a club by which to beat their opposition. They go, you're uncaring, you're unsympathetic if you don't fall in with the plight of these people. And they just use people for the sake of power acquisition. And so it just blows my mind that more people don't understand this, especially now in the year 2024, after we've had, like I said, a whole decade of witnessing how they do business, the leftists and the Democrats. It's exactly what you said. It's like, we're not judging people, or at least leftists don't seem to judge people by the content of their character. They only go off of their immutable characteristics. And I think that is seriously one of the most cheap things you could reduce someone to. It's so cheap. But again, it's a very Luciferian lens to view reality. It's power and power only. Whereas, conservatives traditionally are beholden to a higher power, where we don't see things through only power. We judge people by the content of their character. It's, the fruits of your labor. What are your fruits? Are you producing anything? And are you friendly? Are you good? Do you have love in your heart? It's just so black and white, honestly, Andrew. And it's
very black and white.
That was not intentional. But it's like, what I mean by that is, like, now it's just so obvious. It's like, you either align with people who, are in alignment with MLK's message, or you're not. And I mean, I don't know. Do you think it's kind of just, we're past the point where we can make more people see? It's just so obvious now. I'm in disbelief that more people don't see it.
The emperor, right, in Dune, right, his miscalculation was always looking at relationships through the calculus of power, right?
Yeah.
When we take a look at Joe Biden selecting Kamala as his VP, she was one of the worst polling candidates in the field, right?
Yeah.
And, I think actually it is worth our time to revisit clip number 9, a clip that we had played a little bit earlier. Let's take a watch at clip number 9.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And starts at the top with the vice president.
Diverse in what way? Because I'm pretty sure you guys all have the same IQ, and it's super low. Okay. He's talking about superficial diversity. He's not talking about where diversity can actually be a strength, like diversity of thought, right? When you get people in a room who are brainstorming, who come from different backgrounds, right? That influences certain things. I get that. I don't get me wrong. I'm not overlooking that. What I'm saying is that superficial diversity, right, for the merit of that in and of itself, the fact that on camera she looks like a black person, right, that is wrong. And I think everyone agrees with that. We can get more into this topic and delve a little bit deeper into the crux of the argument there. On the other side, again, Matt Weber to my right, and I am Reese Marrero. We're here, InfoWars, for your entertainment and pleasure. Freaky Friday came out.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me.
It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
First off, Matt Weber filling in for Harrison Smith, and ultimately we're filling in for Chase Geyser. I mean, there's like a whole line of succession that we have blown through, right?
Yes,
and
we're
I am blessed to be accompanied in studio by Rhys Marrero, and he is the editor of the American Journal and sometimes the Alex Jones Show. Yes, yes. You've definitely witnessed his work. Let's just say that if you're watching now, you've seen what he's been putting down. And you know what? Rhys here is an employee of this fine institution, InfoWars, that is funded by you. And so for a mere product a month. You could buy one product a month, okay? You could sponsor a Reese Marrero. And guys, play
In the arms of an angel.
In the arms of an angel. Just production notes. Don't mind.
I need to up the puppy dog guys.
So for the price of one discounted supplement a month that you're already going to take, that you've been thinking about trying for years and years, you
there it is
can sponsor a Reese today, and not just this Reese, maybe a Greg Reese. Maybe this is not the Reese you wanted to sponsor, but you could. Adopt a Reese today by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And we're joking around, but you know what? It is seriously getting hot in here. And let me tell you, the thermostat is on like 76 degrees, and we've set it down lower, but it will not go lower. Why? Because we're having trouble paying the bills here. Why? Because there's a judgment hanging over us. How big? $1.5 billion worth of judgment.
You have to say it like this.
Oh, yes. $1.5 billion worth of judgment hanging over us. And we're joking about this, but, I mean, what can you do but laugh in the face of your impending doom, right? We don't take death seriously because we believe in the afterlife. We know that it's just the beginning. And you know what? You can shut InfoWars down, but you're never going to stop us. I was about to swear. But I resisted the putter throw.
It's a family show.
I've got enough street cred for the both of us. Mm-hmm. And
it's pulling its weight today.
Thank you.
I feel it. I think we can all feel it.
Speaking of weight that we can feel, we got a corny weirdo in North Carolina who wants to talk about meat is back on the menu, is what I hear. Corny weirdo, what do you got for us? Because this seems like it's a little far out.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Noah, this is real news coming out of Israel. Dr. Nitzan Gonen, an Israeli scientist, has produced genitals from cells extracted from mice.
Did he circumcise it?
These are real. I don't know, but these are real male genitals. And here's the thing. She has said that within 5 years, she'll be able to produce human genitals that can actually produce sperm. So.
Nice.
In a related story, this is incredible news for liberal guys like Destiny and the Krasenstein brothers. So big day for them.
Big day for them. Big day for them. Well, they can now get a very flesh-like apparatus, phallic apparatus.
Well, when we tell them to grow some balls, it's no longer an insult but a reality now. Is that what you're saying?
Also,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Bingo.
Also, corny weirdo, now that we're talking about really the anatomy and thinking about it, you know, I saw this meme talking about the different generational divide, and it's like Gen X, like, I cannot believe that, like, I did my hair that way, and, like, millennials are like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't believe that, like, I was goth emo, and then, like, you know, the Zoomers are like, I can't believe I cut my dick off. I mean, it's like, oh, that slaps, right? But for the wrong reasons. And so, you know, this is like an undo button for the whole rhinoplasty. That's what they called it on South Park, and that's the only way I will choose to acknowledge it.
Yeah, so I actually read this article the other day. I just forgot to print it out, but I saw the same thing, and I don't know, man. This is very concerning.
Wait, are you telling me you saw this the other day and you failed to bring this to my attention?
Yes, yes. I didn't have the balls to print it out.
Good Lord. Well, now you will.
Yeah, no, this is very concerning, and it will be very interesting. So we joke about the whole trans, like, control Z for trans kind of thing, just to kind of give these people an extra shot. But I think that I have to wonder...
You like PCs over Macs?
I have to wonder if this will be used as a possible solution for the fertility crisis that's pervading right now, because that is something that keeps me up at night. Mm. It really is concerning. If you just look into this is a whole rabbit hole in of itself. There's so many vectors affecting the male fertility crisis in particular. But sperm counts falling, you could see this on graphs where it's just so obvious. We are basically careening towards a reality not
Unsimilar from Children of Men, that documentary. Freudian Slip. I mean, it's about to be a documentary.
It's a documentary to Reese.
Yeah.
He's from the future.
It's real to me. No, but it's we're headed towards that reality quicker than we think. And I have to wonder if this body of research is being done to possibly remedy that, because what they also found, actually, and I really wish I printed this out as well, was they have found that in the testes of mice and also humans, men, they found microplastics in every single sample. So they had like 40 or 50 samples, and they didn't expect to find this. But they found microplastics in every single one. And that's very telling. That's actually way worse than you think. Microplastics are another very serious vector for the fertility crisis, and they have found microplastics in the most remote areas of the world. I don't know if you know about this, Matt, but they found microplastics in Antarctica. They found it at the highest peaks in the Swiss Alps. They found it in places where you would never even, where people haven't even really set foot before.
So it's
everywhere.
And so the reason is, it's funny that you say that. I was listening to Annie Jacobson's book about the space race, essentially, not the space race, but DARPA, Pentagon's brain. And they are talking about getting pilots to 90,000 feet with the Oxcart program. And they talk about all the little phenomenon that aerospace surgeons are trying to figure out whether or not, like, is it the pilot being delusional at 90,000 feet because of lacks of oxygen, or are there different phenomena? And these pilots would report that, like, all these little specks would start going up into their vision. And what they deduced was that it's actually dead bugs, right, in the upper atmosphere, and their mass is so light that they are perpetually kept up in the upper atmosphere, right? The carcasses of dead bugs have been swept up by updrafts and things like that.
Oh.
And so that's actually, in my mind, how these microplastics are getting around the planet, right? At a certain point, right, when they become microplastics, right, they are broken down small enough to where they're easily picked up by the wind, right? And then they're rained down on terrain when they become condensation nuclei that interface with clouds and create rain, right? Incidentally, right, I'm sure. But in other ways, right, there are microplastics now floating all around the planet, right? And the biggest part, right, we were talking about the fact that there are plastics in testicles, right, which is alarming in and of itself. But plastics in the body are enough to disrupt the endocrine system, right, to disrupt
hormones.
Your hormones.
It all comes down to hormones.
And so, again, if we were to take anything away from this conversation, if there's anything that listeners could take away from this conversation, there are a few very small habits that people can make to really start eliminating plastics from their body. Number one, instead of having a plastic water bottle every time you go to drink bottled water, try to fill, you know, with filtered water. We sell filtered water, right? You can use glass, you could use an aluminum container, but try not to use a plastic container, even if it's a reusable plastic container, because those still have PFOAs, PFAS, other types of things other than BPA that end up in your system. We understand, you know, what plastic is and what it does to the body. And again, so replacing your drinking gourd, replacing the underwear that you use, having cotton underwear rather than stretchy. We are at a place, if we're, you know, on the other side, we are going to talk about what is wrong with this country. And number one thing that's wrong with this country, stretchy everything. I don't know if you guys have been clothing shopping lately. Everything is stretchy nowadays. It's not right. America, when did we get so soft? Okay. More on that on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting rabbit hole to go down, and it's one that I think a lot more people need to be paying attention to. And I'm excited to get into that on the other side.
I already said more on the other side.
Yeah, well, we're doubling up.
This is what you guys get.
We're doubling
up. Don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. You get us, okay? Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
the most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
He saw Hitler die confused, bed every Friday about Hitler.
You're watching The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
Dunn got it right. You got it right for once. You're tuned in to The American Journal. Reese Marrero, my name is Matt Weber, despite what other people say on the internet. We are talking about a call that we just received. We were, if you were watching on the other side, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about microplastics. Specifically in the ball region, the region of the balls. And Reese actually has a little bit more for you. Reese, take it away.
Yeah, no, we laugh, we joke, we make jokes about the leftists growing balls and stuff. But guys, this is a very, very concerning thing, because when you dive down this rabbit hole of microplastics, you'll find that it's one of those things that it's like it's everywhere. Everywhere, all the products we use on a daily basis, our food, our laundry detergent with full of the chemicals, our clothing, everywhere. And when you understand what microplastics actually do to the human body, and like you said earlier in the previous segment,
oh, it's the reason for my budding breasts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
I was starting to really feel good about myself, and now you're telling me that it's not right.
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well.
And so it's a pretty dark rabbit hole. And one of the things that he got on in the previous segment was talking about underwear and the importance of wearing cotton clothes and all that. There is actually a study, and I'd be very curious if the crew can find it, that they conducted on male test subjects, where they actually had a control group that just wore cotton underwear, and then the other group, they wore a strap around their genitals that was polyester. It was pure polyester.
Strap of jock.
Yeah, it was like a jock strap,
oh,
right?
Oh, a jock strap. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they wore that, and it was a period of at least 30 or 60 days. I can't remember. It was a pretty significant amount of time. And they periodically tested the sperm counts of the men who were wearing the polyester jock strap.
Mm.
And what they found was over the course of time, their sperm count was decreasing, 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 decreasing until it went to like almost zero. And, you know, I could be wrong on that, but this study
was pretty damning on that, on polyester in particular.
So maybe we could attribute that, the sperm count, to two factors. If it was an actual jock strap, and I don't mean to be crude or anything like that, and I'm not joking, but I do know that when the testes are taken closer to the body and they do, they are warmer, right? That also decreases sperm count.
Certainly.
Right.
Certainly.
I've heard from people before, they're saying, if you're trying to get pregnant, just wear boxers instead of boxer briefs.
Right. And there's a lot of truth to that.
But I do see that other variable, which is the poly, right? And
yes.
Just to add to what you were saying, you know, I mentioned this to you while we were in break, was a study that I had recently read about examining mixed clothing in the washer. If you've got cotton clothing and you are washing it with a lot of your poly stuff, stuff that has plastics in it, as those fibers break down, as all clothes break down when they are washed with a washing machine, some of those plastics get embedded in your cotton clothing. So if you do have cottons, you want to wash those separately. So,
yeah. And so I think that in the coming years, this is going to enter the public consciousness a lot more as fertility starts to become more and more of a crisis than it already is, especially in the wake of the mass vaccination rollout, as people are really going to start having trouble conceiving. I actually am very optimistic about this subject reaching the larger public, and I think that we're going to actually see a sort of resurgence in wanting to go back to more natural things, natural clothing, natural remedies overall, actually, not even talking about fertility, but just we're already starting to see hints of that right now, and especially if you're on X or Twitter, there seems to be a very big tone shift happening away from pharmaceuticals, away from the medical establishment, as it were. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think it's going to make us more fertile. It's going to make us more productive. And it's going to make us just better in every regard.
It's going to increase the need for abortions, is what you're saying.
Oh, well, that's one way of looking at it.
Proponents of abortion would be championing the stretchy boxers. So
yes.
Yeah. Don't let them win.
No.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Listening to The American Journal with your hosts, Matt Weber and Reese Marrero.
And so that's why I said that's what's wrong with America, Reese. I mean, can you believe it? No, he can't. No. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh. We were rudely interrupted by the break there. Goodness gracious.
We solved it during the break.
We
missed it.
Done, solved. And if you want to know more, would you like to know more? Starship Troopers reference. Let's get serious, okay? We've been joking around. We're going to take some more calls. We're going to be rolling with the punches here. A ghost just slapped the desk. The ghost of Alex Jones. Or this place is falling apart in real time. That statement will be in my future here soon. But it's all good.
What are we getting to?
We are getting to clip six. I want to play a 3-minute clip, not because I've got nothing to talk about, but because I've got something very important to talk about. What is wrong with America? Let's watch.
And this is the issue, is that a lot of people throw the baby out with the bathwater. They say, well, I didn't like what he says about CE5. Or he says that
he's got a cough switch confirmed.
You know, he makes money off of this stuff. Therefore, you can't trust anything he has to say. Guys, that's not how the world works. People can present information. It can be true, and you don't have to agree with them as a person.
Infowars.com.
This is what prevents disclosure from happening, is that everybody draws these battle lines about who their champion is, and they need some pure, pristine person. It's like the,
it's definitely not Kamala.
What is it? Damn it. I forgot the metaphor, but
it'll come to him
that like, oh, everybody demands ideological purity, right? When you demand ideological purity in the UFO community, you've doomed yourself to failure. I don't demand ideological purity from anybody. Mm. And you see this a lot in US politics as well. Probably on both sides, but on one side you may say, well, you can't be a Democrat if you don't believe in trans issues, for example. And they would say, if you don't believe in trans issues, then you're not a Democrat. That's ideological purity. In the UFO community, you could say, well, if you don't believe that aliens are real, then you don't believe, then you can't believe in disclosure. Again, ideological purity. If you are holding these ideological pure standards, you are the problem. At the end of the day, we should be able to agree on things that are factual, and we can all have our own opinions on stuff that is our belief system, right? That's how humans are. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody's going to hold all the same beliefs all the time. And if you start discounting people and saying that because somebody did not hold the ideological pure standards that I believe in, that I'm going to cross them out, then you're never going to get disclosure in this life. And this is exactly what people have done to me, where I've been literally giving them real disclosure of teleportation technology, anti-gravitic technology, or gravity manipulation technology, free energy. But because they don't like my political opinions, I don't meet the ideological standard for a lot of these UFO weirdo nut jobs in the UFO community. And therefore, they block me and they think that I must be disinformation. Those are the people that are the problem. Those are the people that are holding us back. That's the reason why nothing's ever been accomplished from UFO disclosure. So all I'm saying right now is that at the end of the day, if you want to accomplish anything, you can't just throw people out and say, this person's disinformation. I don't like this person or that person. You have to address each argument they make, each factual and opinion they make on its own merits. And if we do that, then we might actually accomplish something, guys. So.
All right. So let that set the table for us here. We're talking about ideological purity and what's wrong with America, right? This is a phenomenon that I felt like I have identified but was unable to articulate until I saw that clip a few weeks ago. Ashton Forbes is known for his commentary on Flight MH370, I believe. The disappearance of that flight or the he believes that flight was transported via a portal that was generated by zero point energy, and there's a lot there. But what he was talking about seems to be a pretty universal truth in politics nowadays. And I feel like the problem in the country recently, and I feel like if I ever make this point, right, with people, it tends to resonate with them. It's that, okay, so we set ideological purity tests for ourselves. He mentioned in that clip the sign that people put in their front yards that says, I believe in the science. I believe in the, you know, all the things that these, you know, people believe in, despite the fact that, you know, they don't believe that an aborted baby is actually a separate human from the mother and the father. Well, science says, right, that unique DNA means that it is an autonomous life form. Right. Despite the fact that it is dependent on a mother for sustenance and nurturing for 9 months. It is a unique person, right? But they don't believe that science. They believe the science. And if you don't believe the science, then you're an enemy. And let me take this a little bit further. I think that one of the big issues that we have in civil discourse nowadays is once we've determined that someone is not ideologically pure, that they've violated one of the tenets of our beliefs, right? We misattribute the motives, right? We think that the reason why, and I know I'm staying on abortion. I'm actually like, I don't really care too much about abortion, but it is a good way to present these things in case studies and in the form that some people are very passionate about. If we were to take that back into account, right, and say, you know, we demand this ideological purity from people, right? You know, if you don't believe what I believe, then I believe that you don't want abortion because you want men in women's bodies, right? Or some of these other really derivative, really polarizing statements that, you know, are made in these campaign commercials about, you know, oh yeah, you know, like they just don't want you to have the abortions because they think you're bad, or they think it's because you're a woman and they're a man and they want to assert authority over you and they want to inject themselves into the decision-making process that you have between you and your doctor, right? Despite the fact that your doctor is an abortionist and they make money off of abortions and they're trying to actively get you to have an abortion, right? You know, especially if you go to a place like Planned Parenthood and, you know, there's things like that. There is a financial incentive for it and all this stuff. But we've started, right, to misattribute the reasons why. Right. Maybe the reason why someone is against abortion, right, is not for that reason. Maybe it's because they do believe the science, right? And they do think, oh wow, well that separate entity, right, has unique DNA and therefore maybe it is wrong to abort that life without a reason. Right. And that's again one example. In politics, right? With immigration. Right. If we're talking immigration, oh, Donald Trump hates Mexicans because they're brown. Well, no, Donald Trump does not hate Mexicans. First off. Second off, he doesn't hate them because they're brown. I think that Donald Trump understands that the economy is in a place where it's being exploited with cheap labor. Right. When we look and we delve into the actual substance of Trump's immigration policies, he's not locking it off. Right. People are still able to immigrate here. It just is a little more difficult. Right. And again, we look at this through the lens of Americans. In other countries, it is almost impossible in some cases to get citizenship. Right. Even if you're married to someone who is a citizen of that country, it can sometimes be almost impossible to get that citizenship. Right. And so we're talking about the erosion of culture. Right. In America, right? People who were not raised as Americans, who have a different set of moral values coming in here, right, into America. And it's understandable why some people, you know, are against illegal immigration or mass immigration that is legal. There are some people who have ideas about how much immigration should be legalized, right? And to just write people off as racist when you hear that, rather than delving into intellectual conversation, it's not right, right? And it's the reason why we're at each other's throats nowadays, because we don't have the patience to hear other people out and to listen and to try to wade through nuance. Right. And so when I saw that clip that Ashton Forbes had on ideological purity, I just, you know, I had to play it. I had to bring that. He really did crystallize that thought very well. And I just think that if you guys take that in your pockets, right, it's easy for us at InfoWars, right? We take calls all the time, and we're about to go out to calls. Don't worry. We got 12 more minutes in this segment. Don't you worry. We're getting all your calls. But you know, we frequently hear from people who have different opinions than us, right? And it's not to say we don't love you, right? To disagree is not to dislike, right? It's just to say, and you know what? We agree on a majority of the issues, but maybe there only was one shooter. Maybe there was, you know what I mean? Maybe Kamala, you know, isn't the best candidate. Maybe, you know, this, that, the other thing, right? So that's my two cents. That's really what I wanted to get off my chest.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and then we'll go on to calls here in a second, but I think that when you see a clip like that, and you would think that it would be very easy to say that in this country that there is an overall depth of nuance in discourse. Like, there's no, you know, okay, I like this bit of what he or she said, and I'll take that, I'll leave that out. It appears like there's just a total loss of nuance, but I think...
How much of that do you attribute to the 280 character phenomenon?
You mean like on X and stuff, like being able to only do bite-sized chunks?
The nature of posting in and of itself, right? Whether it's a video, do you post a 1 minute video or do you post a 10 second video, right?
There's a lot to that, and that's a whole another rabbit hole right there when you talk about the attention economy and how information gets out there. But the main point that I wanted to just kind of leave off here was the idea that I think there are certain hills that it's okay to die on, and then there's some hills, as it were, that it's okay to have nuance on. What I mean by that is the question that we should all be asking when we're talking to someone that we disagree with is, do we share the same goals? Do we share the same goals? So if you take gun control, the question of gun control, for instance, you know, my personal opinion is that, you know, the Second Amendment is absolute. It shouldn't be infringed and all of that. We should all have free access to guns, and guns are a major deterrent, yada, yada. And if I'm talking to a leftist, so long as we want, you know, for instance, children to be safe in schools, you know, because the school shooting stuff is a big aspect of gun control, especially from the Democrats. Mm-hmm. If I want kids to be safe and they want kids to be safe, we share that same goal, but we just have different ways of going about it. I say arm veterans and have them be, you know, public school security all across the country. And they say, you know, maybe we should, you know, we should have a bit more nuance to it. Maybe make gun-free zones. Okay, as long as we want kids to be safe, I can have a conversation with you. But if you want to eviscerate our constitutional amendment and take it away and go, no, guns are inherently evil, they're not just a tool, and I want no one to have guns, then okay, well, we're not even working in the same, we're not on the same page whatsoever. We don't have the same goals at all. So, that's the important distinction I think should be made.
Sure. And maybe they are coming at it from good intentions, though. Maybe their intention is to keep the kids safe, right? However, they're unaware, right? They're unwilling to work with you, right? On the fact that guns save more lives than they take. Right. And we can actually say this from a very confident standpoint, in the sense that guns are used to stop people with bad intentions. Right. How many people with bad intentions would have killed another before being put down? Right. And I know it sounds very callous to put it like that, but I mean, that is a real truth. We don't live in a perfect world. And unfortunately, a lot of it is rhetoric in and of itself, right? The rhetoric that is used, right, comes from an ideological standpoint, right? The ideological part of it, meaning in a perfect world, mm-hmm. right? Ideally, in a perfect world, right, we wouldn't need guns, right? In a perfect world, right, we wouldn't need money, right, because food grows on trees in some parts of the world. But that's neither here nor there. And what I'm ultimately getting at is that, in this country, we need to first identify, hey, the person I'm talking to, what do we think the amount of information that they're getting is coming from sources that may be like or different from me? And then it's to take a step back and not blame those people, right? Because those people, it's not like they really, honestly, a lot of the times, a lot of the things that they repeat, and I've been guilty of this myself, right, is not an original thought. It's something that they picked up on in the media. It resonated with them. They said, hey, that rings true to me, and in conversation at the water cooler, they bust that back out, you know. And we do that for a variety of reasons, right? We live fast-paced lives, and a lot of the times we're willing to delegate the critical thinking to others. And you know, when we stop doing that, when we start really looking at what we're talking about, you know, I think society heals from there. But it does take patience, and it does take a bigger person. And I mean, it is seriously like when you talk about going for fruit that is not low hanging, right? It's not about owning the libs, Right. As fun as it is to watch occasionally, right, on the internet, like Wrecked. Oh my gosh. R-E-K-T. Bringing back 2016 vibes.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, we can take a look and say, oh, you know, perhaps it's not healthy. It's entertaining, but it's not healthy. Right. Yeah. Because you think about what it's like to be on the other end of watching that video. Someone who held the same beliefs as the person getting wrecked. They probably, you know, when they see that, they see the person, you know, getting shamed, we take that from Ben Shapiro, in front of a bunch of people, and they react negatively because they've internalized that belief, and then they've got cognitive dissonance, and then they try to find the exception to the rule that is being discussed.
Yeah.
Right? We all tend to do that, which is why we typically try to speak specifically and not in generalities, but... Either way, we're going back out to your calls. We have bored you enough. Baker from Slackerfornia. Baker is on hold and has been on hold for a long time. So, Baker, we're giving you a second to make it to your cell phone. Thank you so much for staying on hold with us. What do you have to say to America?
Yeah, I've just been making breakfast while you listen to you guys. You guys are great. Listen, dude, we can't let these things, these conspiracies, we can't let them get ahead of us and run away with it, which they're already doing with the whole shooter and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, sure, we can discuss water towers and shooters and all this, but we mm-hmm. need to be focusing on the fact that it was just a stand down and they wanted Trump dead.
And I can agree with like that. I can agree that,
yeah, like,
like on 9/11, uh-huh. right? They say, "Oh, there was a drill being run the same day as 9/11. That's why NORAD stood down because they thought it was just a drill." Oh, really?
Right.
Oh,
even really, with Kennedy, dude. Like, right, and like, you know, we can talk about like all of this stuff will come out later, but no one focused like on the Kennedy assassination. No one really focused on it's like the incentive, you know, how they would do it. The results that they got from it, right? We went into Nam right after. I mean, there's a lot of reasons they killed Kennedy and all that. But then they're already running away with the narrative. As soon as you just start talking about second shooters and tree lines and water towers, then they can just write it off as, oh, you're all nudge off conspiracy theorists. And we're losing. Like, we need to go to the Black Gate. Okay, we have Mordor on the run, and we need to meet them at the Black Gate and make a final stand right now. That's where we're at, dude. Mm. And so, you know what I mean? Like,
It feels that way sometimes. I know it definitely feels that way. It's really interesting too. One of the things you just said, when they call people conspiracy theorists for asking some of the most basic questions, right? You think about it, it's like the question that you asked about multiple shooters is a legitimate question that everyone working security was trying to answer the day of the assassination and are probably still trying to answer. There's still people who are very serious people, right, who are trying to answer that question. Yet, if you were to ask that question as, you know, Joe Baker from Slackerfornia, right, you're a conspiracy theorist, right, for asking a serious question that a serious person would be asking, right, has every right to know. But it's contradictory to a narrative that is put out, right? It's
right.
It is pretty stark. And you know, the video that we had played yesterday of security detail on the roof doing an after action hot wash, if you will, of what had gone down, right? There's a guy who explicitly states, "Hey, we had a member of security who had eyes on this guy, was able to take a picture, and then relay that picture up the chain of command before, you know," and there are other reports of another sniper who said that he was locked on to Crooks before he had, you know, opened fire, right, and hadn't received a termination, right?
And that should be the focus, and that should be the focus that we're drilling on, is that this wasn't a security failure. This was a, hey, this guy's going to shoot Trump. Let's let it happen. Let's leave this perfect sniper spot. I mean, dude, the irony of them talking about a slope roof is, number one, it's really not that sloped. And number two, the way that it's sloped, it's actually the perfect sniper spot because it conceals part of your body a little bit.
Right,
you can pop your gun out. It's like perfect.
The funnier thing is that, I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday we again had... had a congressman or an aide to a congressman who was questioning Cheadle. And in that line of questioning, they said, did you know that the pitch of the roof that the counter sniper who shot Crooks was actually a more had a more sloped grade to it than the roof that Crooks was on? So that totally blows out the line. The disinformation that was put out by the government about why there was a lapse in security there, because it wasn't a sanitary, or what did she use, sanitized roof position is what she's talking about. She's talking about it needing to be super level. I mean, that is just a bunch of crap. And yeah, no, I think it is legitimate. Otherwise, if criticism of this was not legitimate, she would still have her job. Let's be real.
Right.
She would still have her job. And so another just to add to what you're talking about, Baker, another article that I don't have in front of me, and I'm putting the crew on the spot here. I believe Christopher Wray said that there were multiple people in the FBI or in government who expressed discontent with the fact that Trump was not actually shot in center mass, or was not wounded, was not killed on that day. And that's pretty scary, right? You know, it's good that, you know, people in the FBI are at least honest about their biases, but, you know, oh boy. I mean, we would just be in a totally different situation had Trump. If Trump was dead today, I don't even know if we'd be broadcasting, right? I think that, I wonder if the country would be in the midst of a civil war.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the intention. Yeah,
we might. There is a reality where we are broadcasting from flames and rubble right now, if we're even broadcasting at all. That would have set things off in a very big way, and we're thankful to God that it didn't end up that way. You know?
Yeah. All right, guys, more on the other side. Taking your calls. American Journal. Got 30 minutes left.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing, All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, A360Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The American Journal is watching you with your hosts, Matt Marrero and Reese Weber.
I didn't know if there's anything that could top the synth in this song, and the liner, I think, just did it. It got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're now officially having that collective stroke we were talking about earlier.
The one where I am you and you are I?
And the American Journal is, in fact, watching you. That's what's happening.
Sometimes late at night when I tune into the American Journal just to rewatch it, give it a good old rewatch, sometimes I think that. Is it watching me?
You gotta wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wonder.
You know what I'm wondering about? I am wondering about all of the crazy stuff that is going on in the neck of Pensacola. Pensacola Alex from Pensacola. What's going on in the neck of the woods? We were so intrigued during the middle of the break. We're like, what could be going on in Pensacola?
About as much as you think, Bubba, not much.
Hmm. Well, that's crazy. What's crazy? That's what you piqued my interest. A lot of crazy stuff's going on in the neck of your woods.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I don't know. A lot of crazy stuff's going on in D.C., man. That's what I was calling about.
Okay.
I was really just wondering how the Democrats are. I was just wondering how are the Democrats going to. What are the Democrats going to say in light of the real capital riots that have, you know, been taking place the last 2 days, but, you know, especially yesterday, what we saw with all the graffiti and
talking about the
like
Hamas
that.
Protests. Isn't that disgusting to see that amount of graffiti on some of those national monuments, statues, things like that?
Yeah, and it seemed pretty well coordinated. I mean, they had buses tracking people in, and I mean, it's pretty disgusting to watch.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree, right? People protesting in America, burning flags. Right, we got some guy over here, total hero, trying to put the fire out with his own suit jacket. Right? They can't dry clean. They can't dry clean burn flames out of your jacket. That guy's a hero.
And yet,
those people, you know, living it up in America.
It's been endlessly fascinating for me to witness how we're seeing these different identity groups within leftist politics kind of eat each other alive in the past year, especially in the wake of October 7th, the attack that occurred on Israel then. It's just, I think this kind of thing was inevitable, where it was like these factions start to turn on each other. And
because
have a bunch of leftists being called anti-Semites.
Because they don't live up to their own ideological purity tests within the party.
Exactly. It's
right?
It's diversity. Hypocrisy is what it is, actually.
Diversity is not their strength, is what you're saying.
No. Yeah, not. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when it comes to diversity of thought, right, it becomes very factious.
Exactly. And that's
that is the defining feature of leftist politics. They only, they split people into this, they're only worthy so far as the sum total of like their identity groups, right? Which fractured identity group are you? And how much brownie points does that get you for your, you know, for being oppressed? And mm-hmm. that's that. And again, that's just a symptom of seeing the world through a lens of power. And we are now starting to see this acceleration take place where we see that ideology kind of reach its natural conclusion, which is, you know, it eventually turns on factions just eating each other alive, because inevitably one group is going to feel more disenfranchised and worthy of the throne than the other. And if you only see...
They deserve it more, you mean? They deserve it?
Well...
My God.
I mean, it's just a huge mess. And I see these protests, like we were talking about, the Stop Palestine, you know, Free Palestine and all that. And, you know, it's just a mess. I kind of, at this point, I don't know about you, Matt, but, like, I've kind of just decided to just opt out. I'm like, I'm out. I don't want genocide for anybody, any group of people.
Of course.
I think there's merits a little bit on both sides. And this isn't me just sitting on the fence or opting out. It's just that I see so much tomfoolery and confusion and chaos and deception on both sides of the aisle of this whole, like,
of course,
of the Hamas and Israel debate, right, that I just, you have to, after a certain point, just go like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I'm done being called an anti-Semite.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we talked about with the other caller, you know, conspiracy theorists when talking about the Trump assassination and whatnot, it's, we keep seeing the same playbook from the left where it's just, they'll use these trigger phrases like conspiracy theorist and then also anti-Semite as a smokescreen to shut down conversation.
Mm, yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Because they don't want to delve into the nuance. They don't want
to
hear you go that far, right? To where you pass the ideological test of the people that they have under their sphere of influence, their influence, if you will.
Well,
right?
If you think about it, I mean, there's, we clown on Star Wars a lot, especially the recent releases, for being cheesy and just kind of just full of soy.
They could have been written
that way.
They could have been written better.
A little bit, but we clown on that. But you know, you look at the old movies, and there's that wisdom of just only a Sith thinks in absolutes, right? Yoda, right?
Mm.
There's a lot of truth.
That
drops.
Is a line from a prequel, by the way.
Okay,
that is not a double sequel.
Fair enough. But the point still remains. It's just there's a lot of truth drops and a lot of esoteric universal ideas in Star Wars. And that's one of them. It's like you if you think in pure absolutes, that betrays your inner world, that shows people that you see reality through a lens of power. You reject nuance. You want ideological purity. And it's a very sad existence. And we're seeing the natural conclusion of that. Writ large.
And I would say, word of advice, right? If there are red flags that go off in your mind when you're talking to other people, right? The absolution, right, should be one of them, but also speaking in terms of superlatives.
Mm.
Always, never.
Right? Yeah.
And there are exceptions to those rules, and that's why we typically abstain from using those, and typically, you know, when we look at Harrison's coverage on the show, or even Chase's, right, we tend to try to give specific examples rather than saying, oh, all of these people are like this, or all of those people, right? We typically don't do that. We typically try to lead with an example and extrapolate from there. And
right.
Given the given is that there are exceptions to a rule. Right. Because
yeah.
I think that that's where everybody tends to gravitate when we start to speak in generalities. But with that being the case, Alex, we thank you for your call. Thank you for giving us some food for thought and something to talk about. Steve looks like Steve from Nashville looks like they have something to say about guns. Steve, what do you got on your mind?
Yeah, I was. Got a couple things for you all to think about. There's a downrange supply store that's directly in line with Trump and where Crooks was positioned. That'd be an easy shot with a binary trigger. I'm thinking like maybe they were planning on saving Trump, and then they just got like a ricochet or something that tumbles and hits a deer. And then the other thing, I was got a question for you. If Russia can produce gold, like lab-grown gold, at an industrial level, what do you think the value of gold would be today?
Well, it would be lower than it is, but tell me a little bit more about this lab-made gold. Like, is it...
So you've heard of lab-grown diamonds, right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. But I have not heard of anyone solving the, philosopher's stone,
Yes, alchemy problem.
The alchemist, right? That age-old turning.
Russia says they can do it on an industrial level now, just nobody pays any attention.
Mm. That is very
interesting. On a local note, Bitcoin 2024 is this weekend, and they've got an excellent speaker there named Elizabeth Murphy.
How do people tune into that?
I'm sure it'll be online, but anybody in the Nashville area could just head on down there.
So the convention is in Nashville this year, and it's at Bitcoin 2024. Correct. So people should be on the lookout for that. We are headed to a quick break. Steve, thanks for giving us a call. Thanks for enlightening us and letting us know what we can look forward to here in terms of looking at decentralized cryptocurrency. Be right back. Last segment, American Journal.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Interesting news to bring to your attention, and it's not too often that we have to shift the focus internally, but Reese has something for us, and
I got to tell you, Matt, I'm a little heartbroken with what I'm looking at here. A little heartbroken. But we got to tell the people. It's our responsibility to tell the people.
I think it'd be irresponsible not to tell them.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, we have to talk about this recent Bohemian Grove that just occurred a couple weeks ago.
Bohemian 2024.
Yes.
I missed out on my opportunity to get tickets for that.
Yes. Somebody else here certainly did not miss out. And we're going to talk about it, folks, because y'all need to know.
Y'all need to know.
Here's the evidence, the first and only exhibit. Put that on Doc Cam for us. I've never felt so betrayed.
Mm-hmm. I think if we look clearly,
so
let's start here on the left.
So what we have here on the left, the image on the far left, for radio listeners, what you're looking at is a image taken from Bohemian Grove. Everybody is cloaked in an ominous, sinister red light. Men in creepy white robes are carrying what looks to be candles or torches of some sort in an ominous, ominous, creepy procession, as they are known to do. And we have the video. And so that's not all, folks. That's bad enough.
Slow it down. Right.
Pause.
Freeze framer.
Enhance.
What do you see about the leader?
For the sake of truth and all that is good in this world, enhance. Closer.
Enhance.
Closer.
Enhance.
Okay. I want the audience and the radio listeners.
I think based off the shadow coming off that nose, we can clearly deduce.
It's not just the nose, Matt. It's the beard.
Oh, yes.
Enhance further, please.
Thank you.
So,
does that look like to you?
I think we all know. It looks like none other than longtime InfoWars producer.
News
Rob
Dew.
Rob Dew, folks. The betrayal is so intense. I'm having a hard time speaking right now. I don't know what to say. He's got a lot of explaining to do.
And you know what? I think he's going to be able to explain it himself tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm shocked we're allowing him on the premises, honestly, after these revelations. I mean, folks, look, he is clearly in the robes. He's attending Bohemian Grove. He is on his way to chug some baby blood. You can see it in his eyes. I just never would have thought.
I didn't think you were chugging the baby's blood if it was a transfusion, though.
Oh, well, he may have been doing that. There's maybe both at the same time, for all we know.
That's excessive, quite frankly.
A little excessive. The whole thing's excessive, but
I know it takes like 20 or 30 seconds for the baby's blood to get into your bloodstream, like the adrenochrome. But if your bloodstream is already the adrenochrome, then maybe you are the adrenochrome.
They were running the whole gamut. They were injecting it. They were having IV bags. They were probably snorting it somehow. I don't even know how these creeps do business, but Rob Dew.
What do you think about suppositories?
Oh, God. I don't even want to think about that.
I'm just saying I'm open to
it. Why did you put that image in my mind? I'm just so grief-stricken by this betrayal, folks.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We done got him.
And I think it's important we got this information
out
there.
Well, yeah, it is good. It is good that we got it out there.
Oh, I just saw them wearing the fancy robes, and I just couldn't resist.
mm-hmm. I've been there, right?
Yeah.
See a woman in a nice dress, think to yourself, I'd look better in it, right? Obviously. I wouldn't even have to wear her skin.
Okay. No. Anyway, we've got the truth out. The truth is out there. I think we can move on to some other things here. We got some calls on the board. And we might have a clip or two left in the hopper.
Yep. Yep, we definitely do.
What are we thinking?
I'm thinking from Dave. Dave from Oak Cliff. Dave, you want to talk about a connection between Cheadle and Cheney, the Cheney-Cheadle connection. Say that three times fast.
Yes, go ahead. Sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, you caught me right while I'm at the gas pump. Let me jump in the truck here so that you don't have this background noise. Cheadle is connected to Cheney, and Cheney is a mega, mega Trump hater.
Oh, we know that. Big 10-4.
Yeah. So have you seen his new commercial?
Whose new commercial?
Cheney. It's an anti-Trump commercial. I believe I have seen that, yes.
Reese, why didn't you bring that to the show?
It's an old clip, that's why. I did see it, yeah, when it came out. Yeah, he was just going.
So it's not new.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It's not new?
No, if it's the one I'm thinking about, he's just doing his cowboy routine. He's just like, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Just going full, just going into a boomer meltdown. Yeah, that's the one. We have it up on screen.
Okay, so I saw a YouTube video about Cheney. You know, she was in the Secret Service before she was at PepsiCo.
Oh, really?
So,
isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she was protecting the life of none other than...
Look at the history of her with Cheney.
Hmm.
Need to research that one. It's pretty deep. She's pretty tight with those people.
I'll tell you what I'm Googling after the show.
Yeah, this honestly doesn't surprise me, Dave, because, I mean, all of these people, they play footsie with each other. They're all interconnected in some way, shape, or form.
It's in bed with goblins.
Yes, in bed with many goblins.
Kissing goblins.
Yes. Ingratiating goblins.
Yeah, one would say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dave, thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate you tuning in, and again, thanks for keeping it interesting. Jamie in Ohio has a follow-up call to Bob, Brad, Beth. Who was it? It's just on the tip of my tongue.
The other gentleman who was talking about RICO being a possible solution to this.
Total B-name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie in Ohio, you are on the air. You are talking about a RICO case. The RICO case angle is missing out on the unspoken conspiracy aspect. Jamie, take it away.
Yes, sir. That's what I was calling about. I've been listening to it all week since the assassination attempt. And all these people, these senators, congressmen, anchormen, anchorwomen, everyone who has talked about getting rid of Trump, who has threatened him, you know, posted, you know, pictures of them with severed heads, things like that. They should all be prosecuted for an unspoken conspiracy to kill the ex-president of the United States.
Mm. I can get down with that.
They've done it to us. They did it for January 6th. So why not do it to them?
I agree with you. I think all, you know, myself, Matt, we, our listeners, mostly agree with you here. But as we know, unfortunately, the rules don't seem to apply to the Democratic establishment, especially when it comes to lawfare. And while this, we were talking about in a perfect world earlier, in a perfect world, it would be fully fair to go after them with RICO.
It doesn't matter if it works. I know it's not legit. Every other American knows it's not legit. That's not the point. The point is to make them say something about it, to make them say, well, there's no way you can have an unspoken conspiracy. You got to make them say it themselves.
Yeah, just kind of flip the script on them, you're saying.
Just make them say it. Just get it out there big enough to where they have to argue about it and they have to say, no, that's not right. Then you say, well, what about all these January 6th people? Unspoken conspiracy. None of them conspired to do a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know,
I really do wish that kind of logic would actually appeal to, you know, them, not only them, but the average Democratic voter. But, you know, we live in the era of 1984 where it's like the party's most essential command is to deny the evidence before your eyes and ears. And, you know, I totally, totally agree with you, but I don't think they could even intellectually engage in that kind of argumentation. They would find some way to flip the script back on us and, you know, have the full force of the media establishment back up their illogical counter argument. And, it, you know, we, the people like you, me, Matt, everybody here, everybody in our audience would totally go like, yeah, you're being not being logically consistent here. But, you know, so many people are still asleep, unfortunately, and so many people just can't take in illogic when they see it slapping them in the face. And, you know, it's just a sad state of affairs in this country right now, unfortunately. But very good point, Jamie. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. The man, the actual man, the myth, the legend, Alex Jones, will be live here in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something like that. Tune on into the Alex Jones Show. We know why you're here.
It's been a pleasure, y'all. We'll see y'all later.
Bye.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.